This is the first chapter of Part 7, Prosody and Practical Criticism. Name of the chapter, Meter. In poetry, a fixed arrangement of stressed and unstressed syllable is called meter. It is essential to understand first syllable and foot to determine types of meter. Syllable, a part of word which contains one vowel sound is called syllable. There are two syllables in woman, W-O and M-A-N. It is also called a pitch of sound. Foot, a foot is certain fixed combinations of syllables, each of which is counted as being either stressed or unstressed. In English poetry, a foot generally consists of two or three syllables. Kinds of meter. Iambic, I-A-M-B-I-C. A foot of two syllables, of which the first is unstressed and the second stressed. Example, beyond. The name of a poetic line is determined according to the nature and number of metrical feet repeated in that line. 2 feet diameter, 3 feet trimeter, 4 feet tetrameter, 5 feet pentameter, 6 feet hexameter, 7 feet heptameter. Iambic pentameter is the most common kind of metrical verse in English poetry. Beyond the UT, most bound of human thought. Iambic trimeter is another common English line. Come live with me and be my love. Trochaic, T-R-O-C-H-A-I-C. A foot of two syllables, of which the first is stressed and the second unstressed. Example, better, open, and angel. Honor, riches, marriage, blessing. Spondee, S-P-O-N-D-E-E. A foot consisting of two stressed syllables is called spondee. Example, childbirth. Anapaestic, A-N-A-P-A-E-S-T-I-C. A foot of three syllables, of which the first two are unstressed and the third one is stressed. Example, on the whole, in a sense, dot am. Dactylic, D-A-C-T-Y-L-I-C. A foot of three syllables, of which the first two are stressed and the third is unstressed. Example, beautiful, angelic. Scanning, the analysis of poetic lines by locating stresses, pauses, and rhyme patterns with conventional visual symbols is called scanning or scansion. S-C-A-N-S-I-O-N. The simplest system, known as graphic scansion, marks stressed syllable, unstressed syllables, and divisions between feet. Through scanning, it is determined whether the meter of a poetic line is iambic or dactylic, or how many feet appear to make up the line. Her lips were red, her looks were free, her locks were yellow as gold, her skin was white, as lip rosy, denied mere life in death was she who thicks man's blood with coal. Metrical variation. In a poetic line, when a particular metrical unit deviates from its regularity, it is called metrical variation. It is introduced to avoid monotony and create variety and force in poetry. For example, a stanza cited above shows variations in the second, third, and fifth lines. Rhyme. Rhyme is the identity or repetition of sound between words or verse lines. Normally, the last stressed vowel in the line and all sounds following it make up the rhyming element. Kinds of rhyme. Masculine rhyme. When the final syllable is stressed, it is called single or masculine rhyme, as in love and above, mood and food. Feminine rhyme. When the identity of sound goes to last two or three unstressed syllables, it is called double or triple rhyme or feminine rhyme, such as weather and together, daily and gaily, glamorous and amorous, beautiful and dutiful. Mosaic rhyme. When rhyming element in a feminine rhyme uses more than two words, it is known as mosaic rhyme, as in famous and shame us. I rhyme. In I rhyme, the spellings of the rhyming elements match, but the sounds do not. Example, love and move, beard and heard. Internal or middle rhyme. Although rhyme is often used at the ends of verse lines, internal rhyme is found between syllables within the same lines. For example, once upon a midnight, dreary while I pondered, weak and weary. It is also called leonine rhyme. L-E-O-N-I-N-E, leonine rhyme. Half rhyme or slant rhyme. In slant rhyme, vowel sounds do not match, such as love and have. Half rhyme is known by several other names: imperfect rhyme, near perfect, or para rhyme. Rhyme break. R-I-M-E, R-I-C-H-E. In rhyme break, the consonants preceding the rhyming elements are also identical, even if the spellings and meanings of the words differ. Example, made and made, M-A-D-E made and M-A-I-D made, maze, M-A-Z-E maze, and maize, M-A-I-Z-E. Rhyme scheme. The pattern in which the rhymed line endings are arranged in a poem or stanza, it is called rhyme scheme. It is denoted by the alphabetical symbols A, B, C, etc. The next part is stanza forms. The couplet. A pair of poetic lines rhyming together is called couplet. It is generally composed in tetrameter or pentameter. A couplet of two iambic pentameter lines is called the heroic couplet, which is the most important form of couplet in English poetry. Know then thyself, presume not God to scan, the proper study of mankind is man. The terza rima, T-E-R-Z-A, terza, R-I-M-A, rima. This stanza has been borrowed from the Italian. It is a stanza of three iambic pentameter lines in which the first and the third lines rhymed together and the middle line has a different rhyme. This middle line rhymes with the first and third lines of the next unit and so on indefinitely. Thus, the rhyme scheme in a succession of such stanzas would be ABA, BCB, CDC, etc. The quatrain, Q-U-A-T-R-A-I-N, a stanza of lower lines, L-O-U-R, lower, L-I-N-E-S lines, is called quatrain. In it, various meters and rhyme schemes are employed. The ballad stanza consists of tetrameter and trimeter lines alternately. The heroic quatrain is in iambic pentameter rhyming ABA, composed in Gray's Elegy, written in a country churchyard. The rhyme royal. The stanza is also known as the Chaucerian stanza. It is a stanza of seven iambic pentameter lines with the rhyme pattern ABABBCC. The octava rima. Like the terza rima, the octava rima too is an Italian stanza form. It is a stanza of eight lines in iambic pentameters. The first six lines have the alternate rhymes A and B, and the stanza is closed by a couplet CC. Thus, the rhyme scheme of the whole stanza is ABABABCC. The Spenserian stanza. This stanza is named after the Elizabethan poet Spenser, who used it. It is a stanza of nine lines, the first eight of which are iambic pentameters, and the ninth line is a hexameter or alexandrine. A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-I-N-E. It consists of two quatrains with alternating rhymes and a final alexandrine. Thus, the rhyme scheme of the whole stanza is A-B-A-B-B-C-B-C-C. The blank verse. It is a rhymeless verse form in which no two lines ever rhyme together except occasionally, and each line is an iambic pentameter. Blank verse should not be confused with free verse, which has no regular meter. The free verse or verse libre, L-I-B-R-E. The free verse is that verse which does not follow any traditional metrical pattern. It is without regular meter, rhyme or rhyme scheme, stanza and the equal length of lines, and is written in paragraphs of unequal depth. It is flexible, rhythmic effects which depend upon the repetition, balance, variations of significant phrases and image pattern, anaphora and other devices of repetition. The poet of the free verse focuses his attention on the evocative values of words. He has his personal rhythm, that is, the rhythm of the speaking voice with its necessity for speaking. The next part is diction. Diction is a kind of vocabulary, choice of words and figures, especially in poetry. It may be simple, homely, learned, pedantic, colloquial, abstract, concrete, etc. Diction may be characterized by archaism, archaism, or Latinism, or Anglo-Saxon derivations. Diction includes the words, phrases, style, syntax, and figures which are not generally used in common conversations. In poetry, words are not important for their usual meanings, but meanings with imaginations, sensuous impressions, psychological intuitions, and the mass of variable associations. The function of words is to give primary meanings, secondary meanings, quality of sounds, and the degree of sounds. Words thus have double function. They have a meaning, they have a sound. Words are selected for their double values, the meaning value and the sound value. Some words have only one meaning, such as this, of, an, why, it. Some words have two meanings, one ordinary or common meaning, another suggestive or metaphorical meaning. The language of poetry is connotative rather than denotative. For example, fox also means a cunning person, wolf a greedy person, beech a catty woman. There is a difference between in the meaning of word breathing, when it is said that the child is breathing, the conscious patient is breathing, the sea is breathing. It is then important for the critic to see whether the words is selected for its primary meaning or for its secondary meaning and for its sound value. The meaning and emotional values are called semantic values. The sound values, which reside in the rhythm or rhyme, are called the musical values. This chapter is now over.